A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 20, verse 27 to 40. The question about the resurrection. Some Sadducees, those who say there's no resurrection, came to Jesus and asked a question. Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no children, the man shall marry the widow and raise up the children for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers. The first married and died childless. Then the second and third married her. So, in the same way, all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had married her. Jesus said to them, those who belong to this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy of a place in that age and in the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. Indeed, they cannot die any more, because they are like angels and are children of God, being children of the resurrection. And the fact that the dead are raised, Moses himself showed in the story about the bush, where he speaks of the Lord as the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, and the God of Isaac. Now he is God not of the dead, but of the living, for to him all of them are alive. Then some of the scribes answered, Teacher, you have spoken well. For they no longer dared to ask him another question. The Gospel of the Lord. You've probably all met people who like to ask curly questions like these. They ask them about the Bible or about the church or about women priests or something. There often is an absurd logic or a few confused series of things all jumbled together. And usually it happens as a social function. Any logical reply is irrelevant to the questioner, was quickly forgotten anyway. Well, these questioners in this passage of Luke remind me a wee bit of such people. So such questioners in our day are not a new phenomenon at all. They were there in the New Testament. The questions just prior to this passage for today are to do with Jesus' attitude towards Rome and authority. But today's questions are about religion and theological issues, but I rather suspect they're more to do with the Sadducees' motives. Were they trying to ridicule, kill Jesus, or merely justify their own stance on certain issues? Now, the Sadducees seem to be identified with the rich, landowning patrician families. They were a distinct party which included chief priests, elders, and priestly and lay nobility, and they taught their very own, very conservative ideology. Josephus, the historian, said, "The Sadducees have the confidence of the wealthy alone, but no following among the people." That's very interesting, really. And also it's interesting that people who didn't believe in the resurrection come to Jesus with an absurd theological and eschatological dilemma relating to the resurrection. And Jesus, of course, pops in about angels in his answer, and they didn't believe in angels at all either. So it's a strange state of affairs. There's a theologian called Shushla Fiorenza, and she said in her writing that these Sadducees were certainly not concerned with the poor woman who bore no children, and barrenness being the deepest shame for her. They further objectify her by speculating who she would belong to in the afterlife. So there's sort of an unpleasant undercurrent in what this question is all about. However, Jesus handled it. And at the end of the passage, the scribes, who appear to have been present, praised Jesus when they said, "Teacher, you have spoken well." And they dared not ask him another question. Whether that "they" refers to the scribes or to the Sadducees, I'm not 100% sure. But a few verses later in Luke, Jesus comes up with the story of the widow's mite, that poor woman who gave such a pittance in the temple's treasury. But she was an example of the qualities of true religion and true faith. And it is this that Jesus highlighted and praised. So his answer to the general people was a practical illustration of what our faith is all about.